Okay, Freddy. Freddy. We need to talk. Alrighty, hello, hello. I am back from the grave again. So, yeah, it's been forever since I've did a review, let alone a music review at that. So, let's see. The last reviews I did were, I'm wanting to say about 5 or 6 years ago. And so, I wanted to do an album review, but I thought, no, that would take too much time, considering I did 2 album reviews that were Yes's debut album and, oh, what else? Genesis's Foxtrot. That was what, yeah. So I just kind of gave up on the album review aspect and just decided to do a review on a song, which at first, when I was very, very young, I loved that song. But now, as time wore on, as time marched on its weary feet. Wow, that was very smooth, Melissa. I kind of decided that Body Language is the weakest song that Queen has ever made. Now, I know some of you Queen fans would disagree, but to me, it just kind of, it lacks the trademark Queen sound. But that might just be me. I might be biased. But it's just not them, because there is no trace of guitar in there whatsoever. Maybe just a little bit of it in there, but not as much. Now, I don't really mind Another One Bites the Dust all that much, because you know what? That's a better song than Body Language. I will tell you this right now. Another One Bites the Dust is way better than Body Language. It is. So, okay. Now, I will tell you why Body Language is one of the weakest songs I've ever heard. It's because it's just, yeah, like I said, it lacks the trademark Queen sound. I know that they were trying to steer away and try to be versatile by trying out the disco-y kind of synthy new wave style that Body Language represents, but it just isn't them. I'm sorry, it's not them. The synthesizers, just everything about that song is so off. Even the lyrics, they sound like they've been written in a hurry. Like, there's no substance to the lyrics. It's always, give me body, sexy body, that's it. Nothing else. And snakes in your eyes, what is that? What is that? If somebody has snakes in their eyes, you better run. That's all I have to say, but I'll talk more on that about it later. So, anyway, alright, let's just get to the music part. Now, like I said, I consider this the weakest song because it does not have the trademark Queen sound. You know, majestic guitars, the operatic vocals, and the amazing drum fills. No, none of that. All of that is just a mundane drum loop on a drum machine. Or at least I think it's a drum machine. I could be wrong. I might be wrong. Hell, I might be wrong right now. But, and then there's that bass line from that synthesizer. Oh my god. I could still hear it just running through my head right now as we speak. And why am I talking like this? Because that song frustrates me so bad. This is not them. Oh, a little thunder out there. Yes, I am recording in a car, as you can tell, because I wanted to get away from the noise in the house. So, yeah, anyway, I digress. But, anyway, yes, the synthesizer, the drum machine, it just isn't them. I mean, I could go more into that. I could try my darndest to go into that. But no matter how much I try, I can't justify it. I just don't think that this is them. It's not like them. I mean, despite Freddy sounding his ultimate best, he always sounds good. Oh my, give me a break. Freddy sounds good whether the song is bad or the song is flipping great. He sounds great all the time. He does. Honestly, oh my god. Yes, excuse me, I'm having a fangirling moment, but this is where I show a little bit of disappointment with him. Because I know that he has something to do with the lyrics, and come on, Freddy. This sounds like you wrote this in a hurry just to get a hit. Just to put it out there. So, I think just to distract people so you could create Under Pressure. That would be it. That's what I would consider a distraction hit, is body language. So just so that they can create the ultimate song ever featuring the king of androgyny himself, David Bowie. Now that is how you come back from a song that is so bland and so boring as Body Language. And yeah, it's just, where am I going with this? I have no idea, but let me tell you something. Yes, I know. I said that Body Language is so boring and so bland, and I will stick to that argument till the end. But anyway, so the reason why I say it is boring, because it's the same notes every time. Same, it's just, it's like I say, it's not them. It is not them. That boring bass line, that repeating drum loopy thingy on the machine. It's just, like I said, it's not them. It is not them at all. And, yeah, I know, like I said, they were trying to kind of, broaden their horizons. That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to go into that funky, soulful kind of stuff that they've been toying with Another One Bites the Dust. And also, if you listen to Jazz, their 1978 album Jazz, do you have a song on there, it's Fun It, which is kind of in the same vein as Another One Bites the Dust. And heck, it might be even in the same vein as Body Language. But Body Language is weak. Very weak. Comparing to those other two. Another One Bites the Dust and Fun It. I just don't know. Because the lyrics and Body Language, they're weak also. You don't get, you just don't. Lyrics like that make me think that they wrote this in a hurry. Like, you always got the give me body, give me your body, give me your body, don't talk, sexy body, sexy body, sexy body. And it's just, it tells me that you haven't tried. And Freddie Mercury, I think he did try, but he was just trying to do something different. But it's just like, is that the only lyrics you could write there? With a beat like that, you could very much write better lyrics and make that song sound a little bit better. But sexy body, sexy body, sexy body does not save it at all. It just makes it, like, but now the more I think about it, they might be making fun of how pop music was around that time. Maybe they were spoofing it. You never know. It could be or could not. I really have no idea. So, yeah, so let's talk about the second verse of that song where everything else doesn't have to do with bodies. Okay, the second verse. Third verse, rather. I don't know. You got red lips, snakes in your eyes. Oh my gosh, snakes in your eyes? Now something must be wrong with you if you got snakes in your eyes. If a person has snakes in their eyes, like I said, you better run the hell out of there. Okay? Run as fast as the frick you can. No exceptions. Run. When you see snakes in their eyes, go. Zoom out of there fast. But I digress. Anyway, long legs, great thighs. Freddy, you're trying to butter me up, aren't you? Okay, but I'm just kidding. You got the cutest ass I've ever seen. Knock me down for a 6 at a time. What the hell does that mean? Knock me down for a 6 at a time. Does that mean what I think it means? Knock me down for a 6 at a... No. I think I know what it means. Her butt knocks him out. I think that's what it means. I may be overanalyzing, but hey, it could be that. Knock me down for a 6 at a time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. KO. That's what he means. Your ass KOs me so hard. That's what he meant. But what? Something about that, the lyrics, it's just so... It just makes me laugh so bad. I mean, you got the cutest ass I've ever seen. Knock me down for a 6 at a time. And snakes in your eyes. Who the hell has snakes in their eyes? Okay? Like I said, if you see snakes in somebody's eyes, you better run the fuck out of there. Run as fast as you can and never stop. Don't look back. Don't even look at the snake in their eyes. They're a very toxic person. So, basically, if I put some thought into it, Freddy might be saying that if a person has snakes in their eyes, they might be toxic. Way before Britney Spears had said it herself explicitly, don't you know that you're toxic? So, basically, Freddy was just saying in a very subtle way that this girl is toxic. Without explicitly saying it, unlike Britney Spears did much years later than back in 1982 and her 2003 hit Toxic. But I must be overanalyzing, but I am not sorry. I am telling it like it is. And there was this part in that same song. There was just that one moment I loved so much. That was just that one part. Just that one part that was so good. Was that harmony hit right here. Body language! See what I mean? That was that one moment.
A brief, shiny moment.
And then that bland, boring beat. Okay, my Michael Caine impression isn't that great, but I try. I try so freaking hard. Okay, and let me tell you something else about this song that kind of unsettles me a little bit. Freddy, what are those noises? What? Well, what's that? Yeah. What's that? It sounds like he's taking a drag of his cigarette going... What is that? What is that? What are those noises? Listen to this. Do you know what I mean by that? It sounds like he isn't even trying at all to be sexy. Well, you don't have to go all pornish, but you could put a little... in there. You could. You could try, Freddie. Like, you tried in Liar. You tried in those early Queen songs where he would do those little moany kind of exclamations in some of the songs back in the early 70s and stuff. The way he used to do it. That was sexy as all hell. But in Body Language, he doesn't even try to sound sexy at all. It's just like, it's like somebody's trying to wake him from his sleep, and he's just like, I don't want to get up, no, yeah. So it kind of sounds like that to me. If I were to have a conversation with him and he would have done those sounds right there, this would have sounded like this, okay? Hey, Freddy, how are ya? How was your day? How's the people back at home? Is that all you're gonna reply with? I'll take that as a yes. Yeah, so basically, that answers it for you. It's just like, he sounds like he does not want to be waking up at, he doesn't want to be woken up at all with those noises. What is that? Okay, well, let you sleep, Freddy. Just don't make those noises like that. I know you're trying to sound sexy, but that does not sound sexy. That sounds like somebody was trying to stir you from your sleep, trying to get you up for school. That sounds like every schooler out there, every middle schooler, every high schooler that does not want to go to school in the morning. What? It's just, it sounds like that to me. I mean, it might be just me, but it is. It does sound like that. And he doesn't even try to sound sexy, not one bit. Except for that. But that just sounds like he's just taking a drag from his cigarette. What is so sexy about cigarettes? Let me ask you that. What is sexy about cigarettes? But here I go digressing again. Anyway, yes, I am the great digressor. Because I digress a lot. So basically, that is what this song means to me. I know this is less of a review and more of a rant, but this is what you're gonna get. When I review something, you're gonna get a rant and a half. Maybe even more than you bargained for, maybe. Who knows? If you're really good, I can rant again about a song I don't like. And heck, I may do a song that I really, 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 really like instead. But this song, I just cannot pass up because that song is just so rant-worthy. Body Language is so rant-worthy because Queen, I know you have better songs than this. But why release that? Why? Just why? It's not you. It's not the usual Queen I know and love, and it's breaking my heart just hearing you do that song. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah. So basically, I'm saying basically a lot cuz I'm a basic bitch. Yes. Yeah. But like I said, this was less of a review and more of a rant, and I kind of apologize for it. Reason why I say kind of is because I'm not really that sorry about it. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this. And, oh, wait, I am not done yet. No, well, if you ever get the chance to see the video to Body Language, you could just see, just watch the band members in that video, and you could just tell that they are just bored out of their minds, except for Freddy. He's just hamming it up like usual, and that's why we love him. And he's just hamming it up, just having the time of his life. And then there's those other three, John Deacon, Brian May, and of course Roger Taylor himself, the snarker in the background. He is just beyond unamused in that video. If you pay really close attention, he is just bored out of his mind. And there was this one part where he hit the cymbal and he just did that fake smile. You could just see it. He's just like, I did not sign up for this. I did not sign up for this one bit. And I know in his mind he was thinking the same exact sound that was in this song. Yes, that. Yeah, so I guess that'll be it. That about covers it. Yes. Sorry for being very inadequate. Well, not inadequate, but very inarticulate. Yes, I see what I did there? See what I did there? Oh, yeah. Sorry for being inarticulate. And sorry for ranting about the same stuff and repeating myself over and over again. But hey, that's just what I do. It's what I do. Somebody's going to be so mad at me for stealing his catchphrase. But anyway, yeah. So, and I do apologize for all the cussing in there, but I got so passionate during it. If I could use that word, passionate, yeah, so, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this little review/rant, and if you want more, I can record more, so yeah. Bye, guys, and I hope you enjoy this, and I will see you all later. Alrighty. Bye-bye.